Okay. Letter to the GPC. This letter is submitted to the GBC from devotees of the Swedish Yatra. With signatures below, include most of the still present devotees including the founders of ISKCON Sweden, Vegan Prabhu and Ajit Prabhu, and so and so many devotees who worked together to build up all the present ISKCON projects in Sweden. These consist of New Radhakund, residence of Shri Gandharika Giridhari, who are even the main Radha Krishna deities of Scandinavia, the Nordic countries. The farm project Anviksgård, so and so many hectares of land and forest, and so many devotees living there at this time. Govinda's restaurant in Stockholm, which recently stopped existing, Govinda's and the temple in Gothenburg, Malmö, Lund, and Radio Krishna. Which started the local radio in 1979 and now exists as a podcast. Is alive and well. We are, of course, not addressing you, just to tell you that, but for issues that we find of great importance for the welfare and future of the Swedish Yatra. After Hare Krishna left in 1998, there was, of course, turmoil here. Including on the organizational level. In other words, problems with the leadership, which is natural after a strong and dominant leader leaves. But the history needs to be understood a little bit more to 5 years earlier. When a conflict appeared that should also be well known to the senior international leadership, when the founders of ISKCON Sweden, Vegaman Prabhu and Adit Prabhu and their families, Padmavati, Krishna Premi and their children, were suddenly expelled and almost violently driven out of ISKCON Sweden, which was then taken over by or whether leadership positions were rather given to friends of the then GBC representative Hari Krishna and Swami, most of us, including the signers of this document, consider lacking understanding of how Sweden and Swedish people function. There were similar problems in other Nordic countries. So, for instance, and this is not meant to criticize anyone or put anyone on the spot or in an uncomfortable position, but to express our sincere concern for the welfare of ISKCON in Sweden. In fact, and this story can be told, when Vegavan Prabhu and Ajit Prabhu and is being told in a video that you can find here, link. For those who are interested. It's also an interest, valuable, interesting historical document because it's a testimonial of instructions that Prabhupada gave for how Iskon in Sweden, he wanted Iskon in Sweden to be developed. Instructions that were then by rather forceful and yes, we claim Vaishnava means opposed by the then GBC representative from Northern Europe. Put it short for those who are unfamiliar with that situation. Those founder devotees, Vegavandas, Ajitas, their wives, and others too, who had starting with empty hands, procured, developed New Radhakon, the Alnvik farm community, Govinda's restaurant, Radio Krishna, and the VVT, in other words, all the main projects that was and still is the Krishna Consciousness Movement in Sweden. were ironically because they insisted on carrying out the form of university preaching that Prabhupada wanted them to do. We could add the letter if that's in the Ajit letter. Which the then GBC representative didn't like. Anyway, we, the devotees, congregated devotees of Sweden, are grateful for all the services rendered by those leaders. Then appointed by the GBC and trying their best to manage the movement in Sweden in spite of not being familiar with the culture of this and the Nordic countries in general. But today, many of us now older, God knows how many years we have left here, we feel the weight of responsibility to bring back ISKCON in Sweden to serve the purposes that Prabhupada gave the founders, and that we signed whatever all in the Swedish yatra. Signing this letter, stand behind also feeling that we owe the founders our respect and apologies. For past mistakes conducted here. So, the two main points of concern that we are here bringing to your attention are, one, ISKCON Stockholm, and two, ISKCON Grödinge, New Radakund, south of Stockholm, where Shishi Gandharka Gear there reside. Let's start with that. With New Radakund. For that very reason, it was, and we still consider it being, the main holy dam of Sweden. And probably of Scandinavia, Nordic countries. A beautiful mansion, 30 kilometers on the countryside, 30 kilometers south of Stockholm. It was purchased in 1977 by ISKCON. As the main and only full-fledged temple in Sweden. and all practically Swedish devotees lived there back in those days. Harikesh, then Swami, being the GBC and the BBT trustee, decided to rather turn it into a major facility for the BBT. Has since then maintained even the temple. Side of the property. In 2013, the BBT manager announced plans and the desire to move away from Sweden. They even suggested selling New Radhakund and moving the deities. This resulted in devotees from all over Sweden gathering for a meeting in early autumn 2013 to discuss how to step in and together work to take care of Shishir Gandharva Giridhara and New Radhakund, the ISKCON part of the project, alleviating the BBT from that. And realistic plans were developed among senior devotees. For how to establish for how to gradually, in cooperation with the current management, step in and contribute financially and managerially, also re-establishing the spiritual program such as ashram, retreats and training. Supporting the understaffed pujari department, restoring the beautiful garden. And so on. And establishing a fund for eventually maintaining the temple. Ashram facilities, properties, financially, also, which we consider, of course, and of course is more and more important need, providing living facilities for older devotees who, especially those who spent their best years of their lives for building up New Radha Kund and ISKCON in Sweden, to spend their old age serving Shishi Gandharika Giridhari and doing devotional service as we did back in the days. Now, to do this, we of course were ready to step in and take care of the ISKCON side of the temple. And there was a meeting between the Swedish National Council and the then management led by the BBT. Devotees who had then also taken up the roles of running the board for ISKCON, for the ISKCON part. Our suggestion was very simple and practical and reasonable. That the founding and senior devotees of the Swedish Yatra who built up New Radha Kund, developed it, and who were now and are ready to and desirous of cooperating to help taking care of New Radha Kund would elect the board for the for ISKCON at New Radha Kund. This was and is also, well, is what we are also expressing our desire to do now. At that time, it is 10 years ago now, we did not meet a positive response. And since then, the entire new Radha Kund both the temple and the BBT side has been controlled well, to put it bluntly, by one family. With very few heroic, saintly devotees working hard, but aging to maintain the whole place. Needless to say, that explains why there's not much activity in the temple, which is mostly empty. There are no Sunday feasts anymore. the doors, which used to be open to all guests, with prasadam and preachers welcoming everyone, are now locked. And the code, lock code, are not even given to us devotees. Who do not live there. Some of us visiting for darshan and having to take it looking in through the window. Which is, of course, what would naturally happen when there is an understaffed place that can't be properly guarded otherwise. Now, our simple request, well, it's actually a demand, is that we the devotees who founded and built up ISKCON in Sweden can again take care of ISKCON Korsnäs New Radhakund. We believe this is win-win, good for everyone, because we are not getting any younger, and the devotee is currently struggling to uphold the whole place. Or actually most of them pensioners. So we are all concerned and have plans for it to bring in young devotees to start using the facilities for what they were meant to. Ashram retreats, festivals, Sunday feasts, seminars. And we also have an ongoing under construction support fund that we are rather convinced will be able to financially cover the maintenance of the temple and the ashram facilities. This would free the BBT from a financial and managerial burden. It would also, of course, make many of us other devotees in Sweden feel welcome and at home again and inspired to come and serve, helping to cook for Sunday feasts, doing temple programs, gathering in front of our beloved Gandharika Giridhari, and so on. But to do that, we need to get our ISKCON consciousness back again. By electing the board and establishing the ISKCON local organization, according to the desire of us, the devotees of the Swedish Yatra, headed by the senior leaders who developed New Radhakund in the first place. That you find on top of the list of signatures below. Several of us are now retired after successful lives as entrepreneurs with experiences of organizational building, businesses, and so on. So there is no lack of expertise. And we also have time. And several of us are desirous of and would love to spend part or full time living in and near your Radha Kund, which also has Shyama Kund living facilities nearby. Which we are convinced would bring back the life to our temple. As lively, if not even more and better than it used to be in the old days. Again, we thank the current management for especially upholding the deity worship, but also caring for and improving the buildings. And we are aware of and desirous of, I'm getting a little tired now, of dealing out, we're sure we can deal out the financial relations between the BBT and ISKCON there, or the ISKCON and the BBT, which has both invested money in maintaining and developing Radha Kund, but also, of course, has, you could say, been renting it from ISKCON all these years. Where it has not been available to our projects and purposes. But we are now older and wiser and should be able to negotiate a financial solution satisfying to everyone involved. We also want to accomplish something else important with this. It is well known to all of us, especially who have been in a leadership position through the years, that much of the management done, especially by devotees from other countries who are not well acquainted with the Swedish standards and laws, or even worse, as it used to be here and there in the immature years of ISKCON, had a disregard for the local culture. And preferred to operate on levels both financially and managerially violating Swedish law. Several of us had to put our signatures under false board meeting protocols, making it seem as if following proper procedures for non-profit organizations but simply being false and those documents are still in the available in the government archives. And could and are could act as for building legal, you know, as legal, whatever. Again, we're older and wiser, and it's much nicer to solve everything respectfully and to everyone's satisfaction and benefit. So that's why we address you in this letter. So again, to sum it up, we hereby ask the GBC, and this letter will first be addressed to the Swedish National Council, where we hope that these matters will be solved locally, not having to bother the international governing body. In short, we, the devotees signing this letter, should be given the mandate to elect the board of ESKCON Korsnäs, ESKCON Grödinge, who is the owner of Korsnäs Gård, New Radhakund. We will then present and work to come to an agreement with the current BBT management for how to secure New Radhakund financially and managerially, gradually as the trust is regained, reestablished among the devotees in Sweden, develop an ongoing fundraising program for gradually, fully maintaining the temple side taking, we believe, a a significant load off the backs of the BBT, who is now currently also not necessarily to our desire occupying the seats of the board for ESKCON, the Radha Kund. Again, we know that in Sweden, the founders who purchased New Radha Kund can, by showing that the organization owning the property has been overtaken and run by improper and even illegal means, can demand to reinstate the board anyway. However, this would involve court cases, which we, of course, all want to avoid after all being older and wiser and not interested in fighting between Vaishnavas. So we appeal to this to you, the GBC and the SNC, to please take this seriously and see the natural development that is simply the next logical step for ESKCON Sweden. And that also should be in the best interest of everyone involved, including the current management there. Number two, ESKCON Stockholm. When Harikesh, then Swami, left, the temple president of ESKCON Stockholm and Govinda's restaurant, again, a foreigner who had been appointed by Harikesh and who the devotees of Sweden were unhappy with. Due to lack of understanding and respect for people in this country in general, but also for respectless and even offensive criticism of many devotees living here. Was asked to leave, which he did. Just after Harikesh Swami left, Harikesh Das. At that time, Tapas Das from Norway stepped in and took over ISKCON, Stockholm. To be honest, although we appreciate his hard work and staunch determination, it is clear to us that he would best for himself to do by being alleviated from his managerial duties. He is now also aging. His health is not good. And in general, we do not find it healthy when one person is at once occupying both seats of being an autonomous leader manager and being a spiritual leader. Again, we feel that Tapas Prabhu would himself be much happier, and that the Vaishnavas of Stockholm also would be happier if he would focus on what he's good at. As a spiritual teacher, and being allowed to hand over the responsibilities for ISKCON Stockholm organization to us. The devotees who, in fact, worked together to build and establish this Govinda's restaurant, which was started by Ajit Prabhu in the early 80s, and his wife. Collapsed some years ago, a few years ago, how many years ago? And again, to be honest, and we can show it, improve it if need be. Failed because of lack of qualified management. And we feel very sorry that Govinda's no longer exist. What's left is new Brahmakund. An apartment building. In a high class area of Stockholm. Where what is left of the Stockholm temple is housed in the basement. This building is in considerable need of renovation in the apartments. And we have been in contact with construction professionals who have warned us that there may be serious structural water damage in bathrooms and so on. So this building was purchased by the previous ISKCON management in Stockholm, who did take nicely care of it. But as we already said, did not take nicely care of and respectfully care of devotees. Anyway, history is history. But we are concerned that this building, which is practically built as devotional service by a hard-working crew of brahmacharis, should be carefully maintained and brought up to the standard that a building in this part of Stockholm would be should be expected to be in. So, our next request and we find it critical because the past health does not seem good at all, whether he can accept that or not. And the ISKCON Stockholm local organization is not functioning anymore. No proper yearly meetings of members, election of board, financial reports. Everything is in the hands of one person who is not frankly speaking, any more able to handle such responsibility. So we want the following to establish selecting devotees with factual professional experience of managing estates finances and Swedish non-profit organizations to run ISKCON Stockholm the way it should properly be done and to carefully manage the finances for carrying out the needed and necessary renovation work and maintenance work of the property. And we ask that Tapas Prabhu be freed from that responsibility again. A considerable load taking off his shoulders, freeing him to take care of his health, get his strength back, a smile in his face, and inspired to live happily in Krishna consciousness and preach and teach and study according to his nature. Again, nobody wants, none of us want to enter into legal measures, take up legal measures, although, as we already said, there are enough legal discrepancies to for that, something like that. So thank you very much for reading this, and we look forward to your answer and hope that we will have your understanding or whatever.